You're listening to NITV Radio. I'm Nairi Pakai, and today we're speaking with Lisa Wulp. The Veil is an exhibition, and it's set to kick off on the 27th of June. And Lisa's installation, recently acquisitioned by the university, will be on display. Thanks for joining us today, Lisa.
Thank you for having me.
I've given just the tiniest bit of an intro, but can you introduce yourself? Yeah. Who's your mob? Where are you from? What do you do?
Yep, so I'm Gunditjmara woman. I've also got connections to Torres Strait, but I've been born and bred on Bunwurrung and Budurrung country, and I also live and work on Wurundjeri and Bunwurrung country of the Kulin Nation. I'm an artist, a curator, a mother. I'm actually a lecturer at the University of Melbourne as well, at Victorian College of the Arts, and that's probably me in a nutshell.
So when it comes to this exhibition, The Veil, what will the public be seeing when they come across your work, Holding Country?
Okay, so my work in The Veil is titled Holding Country. It consists of 365 suspended screen-printed sandbags, and the work for me really embodies the innate understanding that I have with country. The bags are printed on both sides with designs. I have this visual diary that I have been adding onto and into for years, so it's something that I really refer to for drawings. And I love that the bags that I have used in this work, they transcend from the utilitarian nature of what they're actually made for. They're sandbags for floods. And the bags, for me, they become this repository of memories, of traditions and human experiences. And I guess in this sense, they are both protectors and also they are depictions of country. So each bag, the designs that are on them are one-off, really, and each one tells a unique story that is linked, that is ink into the very fabric of its design. As a whole, the installation of the bags really provides a sense of protection. And I also use reflective ink. So they're like a commercial ink, but they're reflective. And I guess for me, it's something that's kind of followed in my practice over the last several years, using a reflective nature in the work. And I guess for me, you know, that represents shining of light on hidden histories that have been experienced by First Nations people, especially since colonial invasion. So that's a way for me to be able to kind of express that. I feel my work is really quite layered in meaning. So, you know, and I'm able to use materials to kind of play around and express that. I think the work for me really came about when I visited my cousin many, many, many years ago on Yorta Yorta country, so in northern Victoria. And it was my immediate family went up there. I know that my cousin was experiencing floods, impending floods. So for me, my family and I went up there and helped, you know, sandbag the property, helped them do that. So it was something that really resonated with me for many years after that. And I guess, you know, hearing about these floods that have been happening, you know, a couple of years ago, it's something that really sparked my thought process about how to kind of start talking about this. And, you know, for me, you know, this body of work invites us really to kind of consider our individual responsibilities and care for country, and particularly in the light of climate crisis.
Your work is incredibly layered, and your own art practice is so diverse, including weaving, printmaking, photography, and like digital art and that. How does doing so many different art forms change your final artwork?
Yeah, that's a really great question. For me, I'm really driven by materiality. So, and, you know, I really don't have you know, a hierarchy of preference for these materials. For me, each one is unique in its own way, and it really carries its own level of importance within my practice. Found materials are also something that's I find that I work a lot with as well, because I feel like they already embody a past life or embody history. I keep kind of coming back to paper, you know, I've said this for years, you know, but it's, for me, it's like my first love, you know, it's something that I always turn back to, even though I'm using all these other various media, you know, I just feel like it's something that I return to over and over again. So, you know, I love the idea of being able to print on them, or to inlay impressions on them, or, you know, to create mark making on them as well. And the whole idea of paper, it's unforgiving, you know, it can bend, or, you know, you can't change it once it's been marked.
The theme running throughout the exhibition, The Veil, is one of memories and cultural resilience and identity. How does your work evoke these themes?
I think I'm thinking of, like, especially with Hannah Presley, who's the curator of this exhibition, The Veil. I love how she described, you know, that's an element to The Veil, is to serve as a portal or a liminal space created through the expression of culture, memory and emotional residue. And I feel like that's kind of talking about that body of work of holding country, you know. It's I feel like it is part of all of that, you know. You know, I think of holding country and it embodies so many of those elements, you know. Like with the culture, there's a scribing of stories on each of the bags. You know, for me, memory is a moment in time and that has been suspended in space, or a lingering memory and connection, which is definitely part of that work. And the emotional residue, you know, how can we change what is happening to Mother or Mother Earth or country, you know, how can we take care of her for her to take care of us? So it's all of these elements within the show that, you know, I have great connection to, and I feel that holding country really embodies that.
When people come into the exhibition space and they see your work, what do you hope that they feel?
My hope is that my work really provokes conversation. I'd really want people to think, for people to, like, connect, and for people to question. You know, the idea of that work, there's 365 suspended bags within that space. So for me, 365 is really talking about every day of the year. You know, every day of the year we need to take care of country. And, you know, with impending climate crisis, I think it's something that needs to be discussed of more, you know, like, what can we do about it? You know, I know a lot of it is kind of taken out of our hands as well with companies and what have you, but, you know, what part can we do to kind of preserve and to help Mother or country?
Throughout the exhibition, there are so many people and players that bring it together. Are there any key people, part of your crew, that help you bring together 365 bags of work?
Yep, definitely. I worked very closely to create this body of work, and I worked with a place called Spacecraft Studio, which is based in Naarm. It's in Footscray. And I've worked with Stuart Russell and Danica Miller for quite a few years now. So couldn't have done it without them, you know. Just, I think I had gone to Stuart and said, I've got this crazy idea that I want to print on 365 bags. Nothing is a problem. It was actually 400 bags, I think, we ended up printing on. And, you know, there's two sides to it. So that's, you know, that's more than 400. That's 800. And then we had to prepare these bases on these bags again. So that's another four. So it was 400. So it was like this little idea of 400 bags or 365 bags turned into much, much bigger than that. So it was, I was very well supported with my idea and the fruition of that. You know, I'm just really thankful to be a part of The Veil. There's a lot of artists in there that I greatly admire, and especially working with such an incredible curator, Hannah Presley, and assistant curator Isabella Hone Saunders. So yeah, just I'm really excited to see the exhibition in the real.
So if anyone is seeking out more information, they're wanting to look out for this exhibition, where should they go to find this or to find you?
Yeah, for sure. So Buxton Contemporary. So So they definitely have a website. I think it's like buxtoncontemporary.com or an Instagram as well. They're on Instagram. So I'm sure that there will be an array of information there. I know that there's some upcoming workshops, which are ones to look out for. And I'm sure there'll also be a series of talks. And I will also try and post up in my Insta, which is lisa.walp.
Well, I want to thank you for sharing with us and jumping on here and talking with us today, Lisa.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
That's all good. That was Lisa Walp. The exhibition, The Veil, at the Buxton Contemporary is exhibiting from the 27th of June to the 1st of November in 2025. You're listening to NITV Radio.